It's time now for the gospel story after that hymn. A little story about you when you were a kid. And there was a neighbor kid with an odd name like Kendrick, who your mother wanted you to be like because that kid practiced piano every day for an hour. Beautifully. And he had very neat hair, and he had very good manners. And he was the star of Mrs. Beckman's piano recitals. And you had no discipline, you had no manners at all, you were loud and clumsy, and you hoped to make up for a lack of hard work with sheer brilliance and maybe be an avant-garde jazz player. Annual salaries are very low for the avant-garde, so, and you didn't have the talent besides that. So, it didn't work out, and you became a not very good poet instead.
You catapulted out of my life like a frog out of a frying pan. And now I remember the moon that night as I trim my fingernails.
In real life, you're a parking ramp attendant.
Level 3, please.
And Kendrick became a biochemist. He married a beautiful French ballet dancer. He invented some breakthrough pharmaceuticals that cured things, and they bought a farm in Connecticut, and they raised these handsome, happy, overachieving children, whereas your son is in his late 30s, sullen, illiterate, a snack addiction, sits on the couch, watches TV, your wife, bitter, morose.
What's the matter with you?
The house is dark, except for the TV there, and furniture is a wreck. Dog is sick with chronic migraines.
Go away. Go away.
Your only real pleasure in life is reading about the suffering of the rich and the famous.
Look at this. Marilyn Montaigne, the former screen star, was found in the gutter, penniless, covered with mosquito bites. Serves her right. Yeah.
Then you come across a story about Kendrick.
What is this?
Who just won the Nobel Prize.
What?
For chemistry. And in your rage, you stalk out of the room, and you slam the door so hard that the paneling falls off the wall, and there, a bag full of sapphires and rubies and diamonds.
Oh, my gosh, look at that.
What you slamming the door for, you big dope?
No, look, look.
What?
Right there.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Suddenly you remember the man who sold you the house, a man with a bad cough. You think, God bless you, Lefty. You and your wife, your no-good son, you leave that night for a health spa in the California desert. You're out there for a month, and you lose about 50 pounds apiece. Your wife is gorgeous.
Do you like my hair pulled back like this?
Wow, the frog just jumped back in the frying pan.
Oh, she's beautiful, and your son is...
Hey, I got my snack addiction under control, and I've been accepted to Harvard, Dad. See you soon.
He's a great kid, and you fly down to Florida, to your mansion, Palm Beach, and there on TV you see Kendrick in handcuffs.
World-famous biochemist Kendrick Hendrickson was arraigned on felony charges today after it was discovered that the research that won him a Nobel Prize was stolen from a 13-year-old boy at a science fair. He was forced to return the prize money and now is in county jail, unable to make his $100,000 bail.
You listen to this with a smile. Your old nemesis locked in the pokey. And then, in the midst of your gloating, the TV goes black.
Hey, what?
And a voice speaks to you.
What's going on?
Wipe that smirk off your face.
What?
That bag of jewels was a gift from me. I can take it back, just like that.
Well, look. I'm not gloating. Me, gloat?
Stop, or else it's back to the parking ramp.
Okay, I'm stopping. Okay, I'm all stopped now.
If I catch you gloating one time, I'll take away everything.
Okay.
You hear me?
Gotcha. Right, check.
Do you remember what happened to Job?
Huh?
Job was a good man. You're not.
Hmm?
So don't screw up, Baba.
So you cancel the newspaper, you turn the TV to the wall, you try to forget about Kendrick, you go and you play golf, and you keep your mind pure by meditating.
Bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing. You go for a swim in the ocean, and you go out sort of far from shore, and then you see it up ahead. A whale. Its huge mouth open, gaping open, looking for you.
He's waiting for you, bub.
What?
No gloating, or else.
Okay, you got it.
And that night, you go to the jail and you pay Kendrick's bail.
Hey, thanks.
Oh,
you take him home and you get him a good lawyer and he gets off with a year's probation.
Gosh, I can't thank you enough, Earl. I always thought you resented me, and now you come and you save my life? What gifts?
Well, I'm just trying to do the right thing, pal.
Oh, I see you have a piano.
Huh? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
go play something.
Oh, thanks.
And Kendrick sits down and he plays. Plays beautifully, as he used to do at recitals. His long, slender fingers touching the keys. But being in jail is not good for pianism, and suddenly... You can't help it. You can't help it. You laugh. And the piano's gone. Your wife is gone. Just you and your old house. The dog is a headache. The TV is on. You're reading a story in the paper about a rich man who lost everything in a bolt of lightning and is working in a parking ramp.
Level 3. Please, don't gloat, people. Don't enjoy the misery of others, even if they are rich and famous. Why couldn't I have learned that?
You have learned it now. You learn good judgment from experience, especially experience that results from poor judgment.
The squeal of tires reminds me how happy you were that time I gave you the balloon. But why did you let go of it?
That's your gospel message for today. Brought to you by Coffee. Wake up. Wake up and live right. Let's go.